You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Shep. I love my intro music. I love the Ghetto Boys. I love Scarface.
But
we have to stop the music. I've just been disgusted by something that went viral on the internet. Are you familiar, Shep?
There's too much to keep track of in terms of being disgusted by what goes viral on the internet, JR.
Well, let me tell you something.
Yes.
You know, the New York Yankees and the New York Mets, they played a game. They played a baseball game tonight in the Bronx, New York. You're familiar, right?
The Yankees did something in August that we're not accustomed to this August, though.
The Yankees won a baseball game.
Exactly.
Yes. The New York Yankees beat the Mets tonight 4-2. But that's not the story tonight. I haven't seen something go this viral in a long time. There was a fan in the stands, and I feel so bad. I feel so damn bad for this man who is just going to get, he's probably received every message. He might be on the news, people asking you, what the hell were you doing? I'm going to describe, and if you follow me on Twitter, I actually retweeted it. It's at JR Sport Brief. You can watch the video yourself if you can do it safely. Please don't do this crap on the road, okay? Don't pull out your phone and do all this searching. You know, you can't go outside anywhere without being recorded nowadays. You can't go anywhere in public. You can't trip. You can't fall. Just everybody's recording everybody. There was a man in Yankee Stadium.
I saw it.
Yes. He's a Yankees fan. How do I know this? Because he's wearing a Yankees hat. He has a beer. Okay, that's normal. Yankees game, baseball game. People have a beer. People drink beer all the time. I had beer last night. This man is at the game. He has a beer. He also has a hot dog. Okay, fine, normal. People go to baseball games. You drink a beer, you have a hot dog. Sounds normal, right? No, not what this guy did. This man had his beer on the floor, which is normal at a baseball game. There's no damn tables. Maybe there was no cup holder. Fine. This man also had a straw. So what did he do? Did he put his straw into his beer? No, that might be a little weird in and of itself at a game. This man took the hot dog. There's no bread. I didn't see bread. He took the hot dog. He took a straw. He poked a hole the long way through the hot dog, as in to put a hole through the top and bottom of said hot dog, like poke it straight through. This man took the hot dog and then put it in the beer. This man then utilized the hot dog as a straw for his beer and proceeded to drink it kind of on the side, you know, maybe hoping no one would see. Well, this man is on every possible just news place that covers sports. He is in the New York Post. He is on Bleacher Report. He is on Complex Sports. He is on European websites right now for making a hot dog into a straw for his beer. And out of all the things that I could think about getting phone calls for and tweets and messages, this guy, hey, Shep, I hope he doesn't have an embarrassment gene, but the way he was sipping his beer through a hot dog that he made into a straw and how he kind of tried to coyly do it off on the side, I don't think he wanted people to see him. And, yeah, there have been millions of people who've seen this, and it's only been, I don't know, 2 hours. Embarrassing.
I don't see the real big issue with this.
You've you have utilized a hot dog as a straw?
No, I've never done such a thing, but
okay,
it's he bought the, I mean, the straw's free, it's a stadium, but he bought the beer, he bought the hot dog. If that's what he wants to do with said hot dog and use it as a straw device, he's being creative. It's innovative. We've never seen it before.
He's a genius.
And he's not harming anybody. Is this, I mean, JR, don't you think people are like making a little much of this?
No. Because it's hilarious. I mean, you are 1,000,000% correct. And I this is why I said I feel bad for the guy.
Right.
Like, this guy went to the baseball game tonight to mind his business. I'm watching the video again. This man went to the baseball game to mind his own damn business. But it's like, you have to know when you go out in public, there's no, unfortunately, the privacy doesn't exist. And it's not like he was, you know, drinking the beer through his hot dog and like he's standing up. Hey, everybody watch me do this. He's kind of leaning to the side. And he's now going viral for I just feel bad for him. I feel bad for the guy. I hope he has thick skin, because he's getting his ass whooped by all of his friends. Like, hey, man, what are you doing? How did you get caught doing this? But yeah, he's going to be on the news in the morning to kind of, you know, break, you know, be the comedy segment. He's already the comedy segment all over the internet. And yeah, God bless the man for his genius. Should we call him a genius?
I mean, I just want to know why he's wearing a jacket when it was 75, 80 degrees at the time. That's what I would want to know. I mean, he's in khakis.
Well, you're asking why he's wearing a jacket when it's hot and it's August 22nd?
Correct. That's what I would want to know. And I also have an issue with the person filming this. Like, he should be watching the game, not filming other spectators in the audience.
Well, we've seen people film odder things.
Right. That to me is weird. He's filming an innocent civilian who's enjoying a beer and a hot dog, however he so chooses. And someone is, I mean, that should be, honestly, JR, that should be illegal. You can't just film people who should have privacy. He's not doing anything that's disturbing the peace. He's not doing anything that's causing harm or instilling fear into anybody else around him.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. I don't know if you take issue with that.
I do. I think it's it's creepy to just start.
Thank you. That's worse.
Yeah, just film people for, you know, just for the hell's sake of it. I think that is creepy. At the same time, I think most people know when you go outside, it's just the world we live in. Like, you're open up for criticism. It's nothing fun about it, but.
Can I ask you a very random question?
Well, hold on.
Yes.
Before you do that, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Do you think this man who was filmed drinking beer through a hot dog straw that he created.
Sure.
Do you think he's going to, you know, find out who filmed him and try to sue him for bullying or something? Can you even do that?
I mean, it wouldn't be public harassment. It wouldn't
like
be
what
slander
happens if this guy,
yeah.
What happens if this guy just goes into and has a mental breakdown because of the ultimate embarrassment? I mean,
I know. Well, Steve Bartman all of a sudden isn't the weirdest guy at the stadium anymore, you know?
Yeah, well, it's one thing. It's one thing to slap a baseball or catch it when you're not supposed to.
Why are the guys with glasses and ball caps, why are they always the ones to get picked on at these baseball stadiums?
Well, you just said it. This guy, he set himself up for it.
I know. But like JR, like, listen, you are from Manhattan. You have seen, how many times have you walked over the streets, and you have seen things way beyond their level of bizarre.
Oh, it might have been me one day.
Right.
Shoot,
so
it could have been me one day.
We can't just go around looking to publicly ridicule and deride people for greater public consumption. Like, that's the real issue here to me. He's doing nothing wrong, and and he really isn't. And, like, I mean, I would
I mean, this is wrong. This is wrong on so many levels. I feel bad for this guy, man. Yeah, I feel bad that he got overcharged for a beer and a hot dog, and you know that to be true at any baseball stadium, specifically Yankee Stadium.
I haven't bought food at a stadium forever. What is a beer? $8? Am I low?
$8 if there's a happy hour that night. No, there's no such thing as an $8 beer at a baseball stadium anymore.
I believe the Falcons, shout out to the Falcons, I think they sell $5 beers.
Wow.
There's an option. There's
an
option.
I haven't won in a while, though. I'm sorry. That was a little. I'm not trying to. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? They're trying to incentivize people to want to come. But, JR, how many times have you seen people in the streets, like, pick their nose or scratch something when they shouldn't? You know what I mean? It happens.
Well, the professional baseball players, they get caught all the time, and the camera just moves away.
Right,
and people just go, oh, they're baseball players. This is what they do. So why can't the guy at the baseball game do this?
Can you imagine? I don't know who the kid is, but there's a blonde kid in front of him. That's not his son, all right?
Right.
But the kid next to him, can you imagine if he never takes his kid to another ball game in the history of their, you know, a father-son relationship because some guy decided to document him for 18 seconds because he decided to use it. You know, maybe he was saving the straw for his kid and he wanted to go back up, and there's all kinds of lines at these venues and these, you know. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be curious to
so
know.
Let me use a hot dog as a straw in public.
Like, maybe he's actually being a great dad and he understands that his son wants to be there the entire time and he can't get up again. Like, who knows if his son has, like, a physical condition where he can't get up. No. Who knows the situation? But the backstory here.
No, I want to say that guy's at the ball game by himself.
I don't know. That might be his son next to him, though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, good for his son. His son isn't so much in the video.
I'll say this much. You know he ain't on the date.
No, he's, well.
Not on the date. That we know for sure.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be on a, well, maybe.
He's not sucking, on a date.
Sucking beer through a hot dog? I mean, well, damn. Let me relax here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Here's some wisdom, people. Listen, when you're outside, you see something weird, mind your business, okay? Mind your business. The famous line from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air almost 30 years ago. Just mind your business. That's it. Just mind your business. And so I'm just giving everybody a heads up. When you look at the internet, when you scroll through the news, or if you still turn on the news and you're on Facebook or IG or whatever the hell it is that you do, and you see this man drinking a beer through a hot dog that he turned into a straw, just don't be alarmed, okay? I told you what you'll see. Julian is calling from Illinois. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up? Oh, he's gone. I guess he needed to just go make his own hot dog straw. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. There's just so much going on. And when you're a quote-unquote regular guy and you go viral, not so much fun. It's one thing to be a professional ball player or a manager. I can't tell you how many times I've seen a manager, you know, they're picking his nose. And then it's just normal. Who cares? The guy's getting paid $6 million. He's picking his nose. And he gets paid tons of money, so who cares? Probably the 50th time XYZ manager has been caught. In a different situation when you're just Joe Schmo, just at the ball game minding your business. You don't expect to go to a ball game and then wake up the next morning knowing that, you know, 50, 60, 70 million people have watched you over and over again. But Julian, I guess he's not picking his nose or fashioning a hot dog into a straw because he's back. Hey, Julian, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, what's up, man?
I'm terrific. What's going on?
All right, so I just want to talk about bizarre and strange incidents at ball games. So I don't know exactly what this guy, you know, what he was doing at all or where he was at when this occurred. It sounds pretty, you know.
At a Yankees game. Tonight.
Okay, I figured it was at a Yankees game. I'm actually a Yankees fan. This just sounds like a New York type thing. But anyhow.
Whoa, what does that mean?
I just mean, I'm not trying to take a shot at New York or anything. I'm not from New York. It means, you know, crazy things happen in New York. you'll see all kinds of wild.
Well, listen, I've seen I think I've seen every corner of the country. I think crazy things happen everywhere, but go ahead.
That's true. That's true. But anyhow, all right. So what I'm getting at is I was actually at the Yankees-Cardinals game in St. Louis couple weeks ago, and I was rather, I don't know, I'd say unpleasantly surprised by a Cardinals fan. Uh-oh. I was cheering for my Yankees when they were announcing the starting lineup, and a Cardinals fan pours a drink on my seat as I'm going to sit down after they get done announcing the teams on my seat. And it's like, you know, I don't have any animosity towards somebody cheering for whoever they want to cheer for. It's like, why do these things have to happen? Why do people have to, you know, go to do these kind of egregious things at games? You should be able to go to a ball game, pay your money, you know, have a good time, and be able to go through a game without anything ridiculous happening. And it just so happened, I kind of got up in the guy's face, and I ended up being removed from the game. And I was one of many fans from not only the Yankees, but Cardinals fans to be removed from the game. And it's just like, I don't know.
Let me ask you this, Julian. He poured beer on your seat. You didn't sit in it. You saw him do it, so you didn't
I did sit in it. No, the reason why I knew because I was – and I didn't say a word to this guy. And to me, it's kind of – I don't know if it's from the Yankee fans coming into St. Louis. They haven't been there in a while. They had some kind of animosity.
No, Julian, let's stop. No, let's slow down. It's because people are jerks. And you know, when people are even more of jerks, when people start drinking – and this is unfortunate. I'm glad you guys didn't move it into a physical altercation, did you?
No, there was nothing like that at all. But what's unfortunate about it is security came up to us. Like, we were kind of – I was like, hey, man, that's not cool. I was kind of, you know, verbally expressing my,
I get it. Well, let me tell you something. I'm glad at minimum that you guys didn't come to blows, and thank you so much for calling from Illinois. We do see a lot of interesting behavior at ballparks. How about this? Somebody was caught in Oakland, and I know there's only about 5 fans there. You know, there was a couple in Oakland, way up in the left field bleachers in like the top row. They were caught. Somebody filmed them from way across the Coliseum. And this is yesterday. A sex act. And now the authorities are looking into who they are and see if they can find them. I don't know if they will. You want to talk about behavior at a ballpark. I feel like every week I'm looking at, you know, a Dodger fan. And it's not like they play every week, but it feels like it. It's like, oh, the Dodgers and Giants, they're beating the living hell out of each other again. And, you know, another fan punches another fan in the face. You know, as many conversations that we've had on air about fan behavior when it comes to fans just inciting and going too far with players, man, fans are brutal to each other. Like, why do you care who I root for? What does it matter to you? And yeah, sure, certain places, you have to know this and be prepared because that's just the world that we live in. Does it need to be that way? I think it's one thing to, you know, kind of look at somebody wearing the opposing team's colors and go, oh, boo, your team sucks. But then you got people who want to hurl profanities. And then you got people who don't want to stop. And then you got people who want to fight. And then you got people who want to drink and then fight some more. And then you have cases like tonight where this man was just minding his business. And no, he didn't get into a fight. This man went to a game, a great game, by the way, between the Yankees and Mets. He sat down. He bought a beer. He bought a hot dog. He used a straw to turn his hot dog into a straw. And he drank his beer. Through a hot dog. He created a straw, okay? And he is now viral. He is all over the internet. He is all over the legitimate news as well as the blogs, websites, and damn it, we're talking about the man here on CBS Sports Radio. I don't think it was something that he expected. And the guy who recorded him, does he feel bad? Probably not. How does the guy record it? How does he feel? You know, I feel bad for the guy. I think the guy recording him is weird for doing it. But I get it. It's something that you've probably never seen before. But damn, we sure know how to treat each other, don't we? I'm just saying. You go out in public, you should just probably know. This is the world that we live in right now. It's not right, but this is just par for the course. This is what it is.
JR, just very quickly, if you don't mind me saying, it's the world that we live in because broadcasting companies and publications live for this kind of content. And so we allow it, and we allow it to fester and perpetuate. Wow. We have the ability to do something about it and say, yeah, this isn't worthy of our... I'm not saying you're doing this because you... I give you so much credit for actually taking the high road on this, but there's going to be so many people in your position that are going to try to lambaste this guy and try to make him seem like the weirdest person to ever walk on planet Earth. Yeah, and I'm not, and that's not cool.
Yeah, but, you know, here's the other end of it. Like I said, overall, man, this is social media. And the broadcasters who have power, they're not doing anything but joining in. This is more so Joe Schmo being able to upload this video. I'm pretty sure somebody did this 25 years ago. It wasn't on Twitter. Didn't go viral. There was no video and no Wi-Fi to upload it. And, yeah, we people treat each other like crap. That's just what it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We got a couple of callers. I will go ahead and take your thoughts on just fan behavior, recording people at ball games, fighting people at ball games. Like, if you want to be weird now, you can only be weird in your house. Otherwise, you're going to end up on social media. We'll get into Tom Brady. We'll get into Derek Carr. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, great show. I listen to you every night. One of the best broadcasters around. Really are in tune of what's happening in professional sports.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Something that happened and is built around professional sports. It took place in the Bronx tonight. It took place at Yankee Stadium. But it wasn't necessarily anything on the field, even though Aaron Judge hit a big home run off of Max Scherzer. Yankees win 4-2. It's a big game. But the thing that went viral, I'm talking millions upon millions of views in only about 2 hours, is a gentleman, I guess, enjoying the game. He's wearing a New York Yankees hat. He's sitting in an aisle seat. And he's being filmed. Well, what is he doing? Why is he being filmed by another fan? What's going on? This gentleman at the Yankees-Mets game decides to take his hot dog, poke a hole in it with a straw. He now turns the hot dog into a straw. He puts the hot dog into his beer. He is drinking his beer through his hot dog. This man is on every website, every sports page imaginable on social media. Everything from even our Odyssey page, Odyssey Sports. He's on Complex Sports. He's on Bleacher Report. He's on Overtime. He is everywhere. He's on the New York Post. He's on the Big League. He's everywhere. He's going to be on the news in the morning. Is this cool? You know, recording other people? No, it's not cool. It's not. I think we can all agree to that. At the same time, I'm also accepting of the fact that, hey, when you go outside your door, it's unfortunately the world that we live in. You're par for the course. I feel bad for this guy. He's just minding his business, drinking his beer through a hot dog, literally. But damn, I hope he's okay. This is rough. And between people whooping each other's asses at games and people recording other people, and we got people who will record people when they actually need some help. You got, let me whoop out my camera. This is going to go viral. This person has a broken leg on the side of the street, but, you know, let me record them real quick. It's a tough world that we live in. What do you think about this situation? We'll get it to Tom Brady and Derek Carr and the Raiders. Let's talk to you first. 855-212-4CBS. Kai, calling from Boise, Idaho. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, JR?
What's going on, please?
So the only kind of – if this guy gets any kind of negative backlash, it's just a sad thing because this guy needs to be celebrated. He's an innovator as far as I'm concerned. This man took a hot dog, which, you know, most of America loves. Most of America loves beer. He put the two together. He drinks the beer, and then he probably eats the hot dog, which the video doesn't catch. And you know what, man? I've got two autistic kids who do weird stuff all the time. So if I see anybody, you know, you don't know the background of this gentleman. He's just enjoying himself at the ball game.
That's
if I see anybody, you know, videotaping my kids doing weird stuff, I'm going to go viral, and it's going to be for a reason that I'm going to have to bail myself out of. You know what I mean?
You're gonna go viral for whooping somebody's ass.
Damn straight.
Well, you know what? Let's see if there does happen to be a story here. That will be a hell of a twist if we find out who this gentleman is. He's minded his business. Kai, thank you for bringing a different perspective, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
No doubt about it. Yeah, I tweeted that as well. I said, did he go ahead and eat the beer-flavored hot dog afterwards? Maybe he did. Ray is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I wanted to also bring a different light to this. Like the last caller said, kudos to the guy for being creative. I want to do this. This is awesome. So thank you for being awesome. I hope the person who filmed you isn't profiting off that. You should sue him to get his money. But that's besides the point. I just want to mention this. You know, I'm a junior high teacher. So you can imagine the kind of nonsense I deal with eighth grade boys and girls on their cell phones doing crazy stuff and stupid things. You can only imagine. One thing I like to do at the end of my
middle schools smell terrible, right?
Well, they do a lot of silly stuff. Let's just say that.
Okay.
One thing I like to do with my eighth grade kids when the last day of school is I like to arm wrestle the boys and show them that I'm stronger than them before they leave school. It's a fun little thing we do. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, one of my kids this year filmed it, and I found out he posted it, and I told him immediately to take that off because something as silly as arm wrestling that all the kids are on board with, even the parents like that I do that, could get me fired if the wrong person sees it on social media. If it becomes too big of a hoopla, if it goes viral, whatever the case may be, that's just such a wrong world. Everybody involved is fine with what we're doing. They like it. It's amusing. But if the wrong person and the wrong crowd and the wrong demographic goes, oh, that's bad, then people can lose their jobs and livelihoods taken away.
But
it's terrible.
If you know that from the get-go, as fun as it is, and as innocuous and no problem as it is, wouldn't you not do it?
But the thing is, though, is that in the context we're in, that we're not filming. This is a private, fun activity. And that's what we're missing out on. That's the whole point is what's wrong with our culture, is that we can't have our privacy and have fun. This guy can't have fun eating a hot dog and drinking beer with a straw. He has to become an amusement park to people.
No.
People can't pick their nose in public so they have an allergy
and
they become amusement park to someone.
Right.
This is the wrong society.
Let me correct you. He turned the hot dog into a straw. He didn't eat it.
I know that. I understand what you're saying. My point is that he can't have fun and be in a private setting with his own activity. He's got to become someone's show. He's got to become someone's paycheck if the right social media group pays this moron for filming him. That's what I'm getting at, is that we live in such a culture where we reward people for belittling and making fun of someone else.
Yeah,
and that's the problem. And the people's livelihoods are at stake for activities that are taken out of context, and they become a clown. And I don't like that. I think it's wrong.
It is wrong. I agree with you. It's not going to change society, and we're not going backwards in that regard, unfortunately. You step outside, you're up for it. We all are. That's what it is. Charles is calling from Oklahoma. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Charles?
Not much. How are you doing?
Very well.
Good. No, I agree with you about the whole filming thing. I'm a school teacher here in Oklahoma, and one of my last superintendents, he's like, he said, remember, every day you walk in this classroom, you're on video. He said, not by us, but by the kids. So kids always got the phones out. Kids always doing this, that, or other. He said, do your job. And that's all we can do. So.
Yep, now that's it. Well, thank you, Charles, for calling from Oklahoma. Yeah, as bad as it is, as terrible as it is, as much of an invasion of privacy as it is, this is just society. People, everybody has a phone. People got camera phones. People have connection to the internet. And if you get caught, you get caught. And it's going to go out there. And as far as I know, depending on the circumstances, there really isn't recourse outside of just a public shaming. Yeah, this man went to the ball game and he went viral for how he wanted to digest his hot dog and his beer. Is it right? Probably not. Morally, I'd say no, but it's there. Ain't a damn thing we can do about it. I hope the guy is cool. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow, it's exciting talking to you, Mr. JR. You are clear, concise, accurate, and honest. I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Tonight, we've talked about NFL preseason injuries. We talked about Marcell Ozuna of the Atlanta Braves and, you know, getting booed by the hometown fans after he got arrested for a DUI. We talked about Durant and the latest rumor of him potentially being or going to the Memphis Grizzlies. And then in a few minutes at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about Tom Brady, the Bucks, the Raiders. And by the way, Tom Brady came back to work on Monday. Congratulations to him. And then Derek Carr seemingly is just always in the crossfire. And so we'll get to that at the top of the hour. And then before the break, we talked about something that took place in the stands. And we're going to get this to hell on over with. And I am not talking about a guy, you know, drinking beer through a hot dog for the rest of the night. And so this viral video, there's a guy named New York Nico, he's a New York guy. He always captures video of people doing interesting things, New York City interesting things. Well, he videotaped or recorded someone just turning a hot dog into a straw and then drinking the beer through the hot dog. And so there are elements of it where you just go, oh, well, poor guy. And there's other elements of you go, well, what are we just recording everybody for? And then there's other parts where people are just saying, well, New York Nico's been recording people putting hot dogs in their back pocket and just weird things all season long. So we got a bunch of callers here. I want to get through them, and then we'll talk about this Tom Brady Raiders and Buccaneers situation. And by the way, Tom Brady's back to work, and a lot of the guys that he's typically played with, they ain't there. I'll explain. Dusty's calling from Texas. You're
call from company and a beer company. Maybe he'll make some cash off of this. That don't sound too bad to me. I'm going to try it.
Okay.
Hey, half the people I know, I eat peanut butter and bacon sandwiches. Half the guys I know say, oh, man, how are you eating that? Okay. Then I turn them on to it, and they go, well, dang, this is pretty dang good. What I mean?
Well, we got a lot of people here in North America because of you who will now try a you said a peanut butter and bacon?
Peanut butter and bacon sandwiches, brother. You cannot beat it. If you love peanut butter and you love bacon, put the two together.
Okay, well, how much do I have to cook the bacon? Like real crispy or like how?
Crispy bacon, brother. Crispy bacon. Layer the peanut butter on the other side of the bread. Slap them together and go to town.
No jelly.
Trust me.
No jelly.
No jelly. Peanut butter and bacon, you're going to love it.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a little lead in to the Tom Brady thing.
Wait, hold on, Dusty. I'm going to get there, okay? One thing at a time. We're going to get there. It's just one thing at a time. There's actually a place here in Atlanta that serves a peanut butter burger. It has bacon on it and beef and bread. I haven't tried it, but I've heard it's pretty good. David is calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, listen, thank you. And just one comment about the hot dog guy. I consider myself kind of middle of the road. And when you first mentioned it, very right off the bat, I thought, wow, that's kind of profane. You know, I thought, I don't know. I hadn't heard anybody mention it, so I just thought, I didn't know if anybody else felt like it was kind of odd in that way in a public setting.
Oh, well, I mean, maybe. You brought it up, David, and now thank you for giving us all the visual, okay?
Well, there's another name for a hot dog, too.
Well, thank you, David, for calling from Houston. Mo is calling from Calgary. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. First time, long time, buddy.
Thank you.
I just got to say, I reckon this guy's doing it for the gram. He's doing it for the gram. The whole thing was set up. It's hilarious. It is what it is. It's hilarious as all get out, and they're doing it for the gram.
It's possible. Thank you, Mo, for calling from Calgary. Yeah, so New York Nico, this guy on his Instagram page, there was a video earlier this season. There was a guy eating a hot dog out of his back pocket. There was a guy earlier this season. He actually dipped his hot dog, all of it, into his beer. He soaked it and then ate it. And now here is the next level. I guess this is the conclusion of this weird people do things with hot dog series was this gentleman just drinking his beer through the hot dog. Okay. Tom is calling from Chicago. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, first of all, peanut butter and bacon. I forget what I was going to say. That sounds pretty damn good.
Okay.
JR, how you doing? Man, long time no hear. WSCR, they celebrate their 40th anniversary like all year long. And they cut you off, so I'm really mad at them. I'm glad to talk to you.
Well, when I get back to Chicago, I'll yell at the score. What's up, Tom?
Please do. Please do. Let's wrap up this subject matter about, you know, all these publicity hounds. It's almost like talking about the paparazzi, you know, some guy filming two people having sex in Oakland, some guy drinking beers through a peanut butter and bacon sandwich.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to have sex at the ballpark, you know.
Let's admonish them. One thing I want to do, you know, you're talking about going viral. Your show is the best. You know that. Your show is going viral. I was on an airplane recently, and two people in a couple of rows ahead of me were talking about JR. And I go, are you talking about the JR Sport Brief? And we got it on like a house on fire. You wouldn't believe it. Anyway,
here's what
I want to pose to you. Theater of the mind kind of a thing.
Please.
Is there any way in the future that instead of talking about, you know, fans and what they do, could you get either let's run the gamut. Could you get somebody as great as who we've been talking about, like a Steph Curry or even the Ben Simmons, now that they have like an off season, get them in the studio. And I can't think of two better people to interrogate guys like that than you and David. Is there a way to get like a real superstar into the studio?
Yeah, I can tell you this. It ain't. Well, thank you, Tom, for calling from Chicago. It ain't going to be Ben Simmons. Who the hell is Ben Simmons talking to? Who is Ben Simmons talking to? He don't want to talk to nobody. He don't play basketball. It's somebody who went up to Ben Simmons. Speaking of things going viral, and this was just – see, this was also pitiful. This is a good point. Thank you for bringing that up, Tom. And, yeah, we can get star players on. It's no problem. But most of the star players don't want to talk. They don't want to say anything really worthy of substance. Somebody pulled up to Ben Simmons in a candy store, and they went up to Ben Simmons, and I think they called him Westbrook. And Ben Simmons is looking at him, and he's like, man, don't play with me like that. And then security came over and moved the fan out. And it's just like, what are you looking for? You're looking for your 5 seconds of fame? You went up to Ben Simmons in a candy store and had to, oh, hey, what's up, Westbrook? And, you know, like, leave him alone. How would you feel if Ben Simmons went up to your job and said, hey, what's up, loser? Now, Ben Simmons would be a jerk if he found you and treated you the same way. Like, come on, people. Bunch of jackasses running around here. It's terrible. Alex is calling from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks, AR. Basketball Jones here. I love the topic, but I wanted to try to spin it in a positive direction. I've had a great fan experience in my life and a basketball game.
Okay. How fast can you share it with us?
My dad bought a 10-game plan for 4 years for the Wizards. I got the privilege of watching MJ play for the Wizards.
Oh.
And we had the same seats for 10 games a year for 4 years straight. And everyone had the same package. And we started making friends with those fans. And these fans weren't beating up on each other. And when Joe Schmo didn't show up, we would gather our seats and we'd all huddle down to the front of the rows. And it was more of a community. It wasn't us beating up on each other. It was us sharing the basketball experience.
Well, let me tell you,
that's
Alex,
what I wanted to share.
That is cool, and thank you for sharing that. And there are still plenty of those stories, but we don't hear about those stories. We see all the beating up on each other and fights in the stands. Sad. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk Tom Brady, Raiders, and Bucks when we come back.